Begin the Quran Daf, Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Zayin Omid Beis. We begin the 10th and final Perek, Habayis V'Aliyah. Begin with the Tais de Masal, with the words of the Gemara, V'lech Sebeshut Daman Kaim Mevchulu. Well, let's see who's possession to fell into. The Tais is asked to take a second, like Sebet Tim, again, and say, wait a second, the Hachab Shilei, he was obvious to the Gemara, the Arba Nafal Rishus Techad Minayim. And it fell into the possession of one of them. And we're asking, oh, who's it fall into? Shekin Rekilisu, because that's the norm. Shekin never been Simtim Shabbat, that doesn't fall equally in the middle of both of them. So ask me who's primarily was it in? Resh Babas, however, in the beginning, Babas, the Dal Manal, part of the Gemara, as Pshita, that obvious Dim Nefla Kaisel, that if the wall falls, Dabashal Shneim, there's both theirs. And the Gemara answers, Loi Tzrichana, the Nefla Shustachad falls into a possession of one of them. So which one's the default? There it sounds like the opposite. Hashem Tezik says, Meshum de Oki Lahacha, since the Gemara over here explains, the Menachem Bishal Zeh, Kamoy Bishal Zeh, that it's in this one just like that one. So therefore, parachasim shita, therefore that's why the Gemara Babasa asks over there, Poshit, the Mamash Malil Ukmi Dumidahacha, because the Gemara thought to explain, like it says over here, Shanishas Lufanab, but somehow this parak comes right before Babasa. But moreover, the Hasim Parach, there the Gemara is really asking Metecha Sugya from the context of that Sugya over there. If you look at Tais, there, Daf Beis and Manal, Tav Nasa Masla Fikach, the Shabbat Parak Pshita, based on the context of that Sugya, yeah, it makes sense why the Gemara is asking Pshita that way. And therefore, it doesn't contradict how the Gemara's default over here is the opposite. Next, says at the beginning of the Gemara, let's say this is Ritter of Nachman. Because the Amapata, he says that you're Pater. Problem says, the time of Nachman, the reason Nachman should look at my name is because he says that the one who is Moksik remains in possession of the money. Now, but here we're talking about that falls into a public domain or a court that is not, that's neither one of them. One is not more in possession than the other one. Still, that's considered that the defendant is considered muchzik. Because we know half of his. Therefore, the Gemara is asking very well that it seems to refute Rav Nachman. Well, more about the paragraph, show the Gemara on the Tzadikas and Beis Pirish explains the chol moment with the any money that's in doubt, chashav kilo shnei muchzakim, as if they're both in possession. Therefore, he is considered as a muchzik, and therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking. It seemingly is not like Rav Nachman. Next, I spot the beginning of the Gemara. So, Rabbi thought to say, okay, when we say it goes according to the Cheshman, according to those that are broken. Which nearly reappears to the Risha, or what it means to say is, Lefi Cheshman Shvurus Ushalemus. According to the calculation of the other one, meaning his whole ones will be equal to the other ones, whole and broken ones. Kamashay Murabis, Sham, Bamakim, Shanaflu, just like they are, where they're mixed up in the place where they fell. The Masvaruhu, because what type of logic is it, Lema to say, Sheyivrur, that he should select below Yikach Kim Shavuos David connecting. The other one should only take specifically Shavuos. Meaning, not like the way Rashi says that's only Shavuos. Think this at the beginning of the Gemara. Abayis Valiyah Shal Shnayim. Next Mishnah says, again the same case of the first floor and the second floor of two different people. Which because like Shal Shnayim, Rashi says not to have the girsa of two because it's not two partners. It's not owned by the one on the upper floor. It's rented out. Now, according to Bintam, it seems that the Avagav the Mukhila Begemara, Besech HaMaskia, you're right, even though the Gemara talks about that on the first floor is the landlord and the second floor is the tenant, however, Shaykh Lemisni, it's still applicable to say Shal Shnayim. Why? Because if you look at the words, it says Balabais Ubalalia. It's calling the renter the owner of the upper stores, even though he's not really the genuine owner, therefore it is applicable to call it Shal Shnayim. Now, Begemara the Mukhila Besech HaMaskia, why does the Gemara say Betomat, a renter and a landlord, because it was brothers that divided in al tach and lived in his ticker. It wouldn't be the responsibility of the brother on the first floor to actually build his roof, which is the floor of the second one. But it's difficult because he ain't all of livness. If he does not have the responsibility to build, Micah Megamar was the Gemara say later on the Kofi Zayim Abayis Tach and Shabbalasachich Barazim. If the bottom owner comes to make his roof with cedar, Shemuel would listen to him. Why is he coming to cover it? Given the aim of the love, since it's not his responsibility, with the Achash Cholkam, I've told my brothers that divide, it's not even his responsibility at all. So Tais finds that hard to understand. Well, if he said this upper story and it collapses, so then he has no responsibility at all. And Tais adds on, and now he has to give him the wages. Shekfar Dar, that he already lived up until this point, I mean, he would be able to get rid of him, but he'd have to pay the wages that he had up until this point. Sheim dar chatzi, that if he lived half the amount of the rental, even chatzi has to give half, because I'm born like the Gemara said, I'm testament now, because I'm a chatzi chamar, so I'm rent a donkey, and the donkey dies halfway through the journey. He has to pay him at least for the rent of that half the journey. Basham, and there in the Maskal Be'im, says Tzitz Barashti, I explained that Maile Omar Hacho B'Sev Vashel, why don't we say over here, and then the Vashel on the Kif Gimel Menav, when someone leases out a house to his friend, Menav and it collapses, why don't we say, Im Yesh B'Damim Likach, if there's still monetary value from the collapsed, from the broken thing, that there's amount to take, Yikach has to take, B'Liska Yiska, or to, instead of buying or to rent, why is it any different in the case of the donkey, where we say that the dead donkey you have to sell, and be able to buy or rent to, for the renter to have, why don't we say that over here? Also, Tess is there, he explained on the Fayin Tess, on the Maskal Be'im, of why it's different.